Well, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. We are talking about the subject, are you prepared for the final battle? We started in Revelation 20, and one of the things that we are seeking to discover, want to find some answers to this question, and that question is this. Is it possible that the loosing of Satan that is spoken of in Revelation 20, beginning in verse 7, is it possible that that has already happened? And if so, what is the evidence of it? And I believe, as I told you on the first podcast when we did this on Wednesday, I believe that we have. And I believe that there's plenty of evidence that we can point to historically, beginning in the late 19th, early 20th century, up until this time, that indicates that there has been a radical shift in the spiritual realm that's manifested obviously itself in the physical realm, and that is pointing to, and that all these signs and all these different signposts are pointing to the reality that yes, he has been loosed and he has gone out to deceive the nations once again, and he is preparing them for this final onslaught against the people of God. And yesterday, as we looked at some of these declarations of Jesus, but the primary thing that Jesus described concerning this time period is that he said in Luke, as well as in Mark, that these would be frightening and unprecedented times. Times that literally, I guess a better way to describe it would be the fear and the terror that it would strike into the hearts of human beings would give them a heart attack. They just die from a heart failure because it's so overwhelming, the things that they're looking at, the chaos, the confusion, the death, the onslaught of evil, the lawlessness and wickedness that is loosed in the earth. It's, again, Jesus said there's never been a time like it, and there never will be a time like it again. And if God had not shortened the period of time, intervened, he said, in those days, and we know that he will intervene swiftly and quickly, in Revelation 20, with fire from heaven to consume the enemies of God, we know that they will be judged and Messiah will return. No flesh would be saved. Jesus said if God didn't shorten the time period, nobody would survive it. So yes, it's going to be intense. Well, what does the Apostle Paul tell us about this last time? Well, when he was writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, he said, now the Spirit, the Ruach of God, clearly says that in the latter time, the last day, some will fall away from the faith, following deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the hypocrisy of false speakers whose own conscience has been seared. So rather than a great spiritual revival taking place and great spiritual awakening taking place, the scripture makes it very clear that there's going to be a falling away from the faith, a turning away from the faith. Something is going to happen. There are going to be pressures. There are going to be circumstances, situations, events that will transpire and take place in the world that will cause people who are pseudo-believers, who are false Christians, who are people who are not genuine and real. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of it. They are the chaff among the wheat. And that will cause them to fall away and walk away from the faith. They will be exposed, as Jesus even talked about in the parable of the sower and the seed. Out of four different types of soil, only one got it. 75% didn't. One out of that last 75%, 25% of them, I mean, it didn't even take at all. But the other two, 50% of them, seemed to have embraced the message. But one, because of the love of money, the love of material things, the love of this world, the worries and anxieties of life, the seed is choked. And the other one, because of persecution due to the word of the gospel, people turn away as well. 75%. Can you imagine 75% of those people who sit on in a church on Sunday morning just here in America turning away from the faith and walking away from it? Oh, I can. the church will be thinned out very quickly. And it's going to be a good thing. That needs to happen. We need to know who's real and who's not. We need to know who's in and who's out. We need to know who's committed to the Messiah and who is not. So Paul makes it very, very clear that this will be a time of a falling away. And then he writes in 2 Thessalonians 2:1-3, the Thessalonians were concerned, had the Messiah already returned? Had he already come back? And of course, Paul is writing to answer questions. No, he hasn't. Here's things that you need to look for. He wrote that in the first letter. In the second letter, he spends a little bit more time talking about the anti-Messiah, what we people in the West know as the Antichrist, the man of sin. But he says in 2 Thessalonians 2:1-3, he said, "Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, concerning the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah and our gathering together to him." What people today call the rapture and are being caught up to meet the Lord and him returning. Paul said, "I want to talk to you about that." And he says, "I'm telling you, don't get shaken out of your mind or get disturbed. Don't get upset. Don't get all up in a dither about it, either by a spirit or a word or a letter, as if through us, as though the day of the Lord has already come." He says, if you're hearing, you know, that, oh, Christ has already come back, he's already returning, you got left, or, you know, it was a secret coming, or, you know, the day of the Lord has already transpired and taken place. He says, don't get all worked up. It's not true. He said, Jesus hasn't come back yet. He says, let no one deceive you in any way. And then he makes this statement, for that day, the day, not a day, but the day, Paul calls it the evil day in Ephesians 6, the day of the Lord. That day, the day of the Lord returning and our being gathered together to him, this is in the context of the verses, he says, that day will not come. It's not going to happen until two things happen. One, the rebellion comes, or the falling away that Paul's already spoken to Timothy about, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one destined to be judged or destroyed. Paul says there's two things that have got to happen before the Messiah returns. The rebellion of humanity, this rebellion that John sees in Revelation 20, beginning in verse 7, the nations being deceived and the people turning their attention to make war against God. And of course, they can't get at God, but they can get at his people, both Jew and Gentile. That rebellion comes and the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is revealed. There is nowhere in this passage of Scripture or in 2 Thessalonians, I'm sorry to say, that teaches a secret rapture before all that happens. It's just not there. Historically, that teaching was not even in existence until the mid-1800s and began to be developed and really took hold primarily here in America and in Europe, but mostly in England, Scotland, and Ireland. And it became popularized here in the United States through the teachings and in the notes in C.I. Schofield Reference Bible. And it's sort of taken hold, but it is a false teaching. It is not true. So if you're thinking you're going to escape and get out of here before all of this happens, Paul flatly tells you here, it ain't going to happen. The Lord's not coming back until there is the rebellion and the man of sin is revealed, the Antichrist. So you're going to be here to see it. You're going to be here to see him, the false Messiah. And you, if you're a believer, will experience his wrath, his hatred, and his persecution and onslaught against the Church of Jesus Christ. That is who the enemy is going to work through to bring about this not only deception of the nations, but the final battle against the people of God, the anti-Messiah, and all of those who will align with him to join together to persecute in mass and in intensity, to eradicate. That's going to be the goal, to eradicate all believing Gentiles, all believing Jews, and Jews just in general, period. I think there's going to be a lot of anti-Semitic assault that's going to be taking place leading up to the return of Messiah when And if we have entered that period where the devil has been loosed, we should begin to see evidences that point to that reality. So that's what Paul says. And he also talks about, and we'll see this on Monday, perilous times. Peter himself talks about scoffers that will show up and appear. And we'll talk about that as well, Lord willing, when we get back together on Monday. So Shabbat Shalom. Hope you have a great weekend. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace.